welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the one, the only, Reverend Godfather, a.k.a. the Martinsburg Madman, a.k.a. this show's frontman and main host. And we're back from Four State Comic-Con, Hagerstown 2024. So this is our first episode in the series. It was going to be our last episode. We were going to give you all the content we got first and save the recap for last. But since I am exhausted as holy heck, I'm doing the recap first and giving some of the news tidbits now instead of then. So please forgive how I sound. Like I said, we spent both days there. I had to then spend, nothing against my 9-to-5, but I had to spend 5 hours at work and working on little sleep and just little food. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Coming from Four State Comic-Con, that is a good thing. Like all cons, if you don't walk away exhausted working it, you're not doing it right. And it was, I'll say this, it was fun seeing our con family. Thank you, Michelle, and thank you, Michelle, for getting us there on Saturday and back. On Sunday, as we're recording this, our founding member and old co-host, heck, I don't consider him my old co-host, he's always our co-host, no matter what, Big Candy got us to Four State Comic-Con Hagerstown 2024 today, Sunday, and back. It was fun to be with him and hang out with everybody, hanging out with George. His reaction to the usual in-jokes was priceless. Meeting George, meeting Dan, meeting Dan Noakes, Jason Hsu, the folks on Cosplay Row, Langley Cat, Ghosty Muffin, Intravenous. I know I'm pronouncing your cosplay name wrong. You probably wouldn't hear this, but either way, it's always fun meeting all of you, saying hi, and Sharon Cosplay, it was fun meeting you too. All of you, much love, and everything else. And again, thank you. I don't know if the folks behind Four State Comic-Con will be listening to this either. Thank you so much for letting us do our thing at the event. We had such a wonderful time. What happened at the event? Well, what did we get? Let me put it like this. What did we get at the event? Well, we managed to get three panels. We got the voice acting panel. We got Making Comics 101 for indie creators. We got, and we also got 3D Printing 101. I have yet to look at any of the audio in regards to this. So I might not be putting the video up or working on editing the videos, because after I do this, please, again, I'm exhausted. I just want to go to bed and get some sleep and just unwind for the rest of the night, sleep the rest of the night, relax most of tomorrow. And tomorrow night I'll work on the videos, and tomorrow while I'm relaxing I'll work on the thumbnails. So the videos will be coming and the audio will be coming. I'll be downloading everything and giving it all a look-see and everything else. The other content we got is that we spoke to a couple of indie creators, indie artists, about AI images and elitists and gatekeepers in the artist community. It was wonderful conversation with George, Nick, Dan, and Jason in regards to all this. It's going to be a fun episode. It's going to be one of our few episodes stemming from a four-state Comic-Con event that will be have that E rating, because the artists that we spoke with are very passionate, and they had to use explicit language in regards to getting their thoughts out, and that's perfectly all right by us. Just wanted to let you all know. And so we got a lot of content for all of you. We got video, we got photos. Follow us on Instagram. All the links are in the description. You'll see how we did. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. So just wanted to tell you guys that. So keep an eye on us. Keep an eye on here on the podcasting platforms. Now, we were hit with a little bit of issues with Facebook stemming from 4-State Comic-Con. It's not 4-State Comic-Con's fault at all. Let me just say that. Because 4-State Comic-Con had some drama. I wouldn't say drama at all. Basically, what happened was Friday night, it was like Thursday, Friday night, what happened was they put out a message on the Facebook page, the event page, the fan page, saying Roger Bumpass had to cancel. Basically, the reason why he canceled was because it wasn't a fault of him not being able to get to Hagerstown, meaning he wanted to come. He was excited to come. He wanted to show up. The fans wanted him to show up. The folks behind 4-State Comic-Con wanted to show up. Heck, we wanted him to show up. But the airlines that he needed to take to get here pretty much told him, go to hell. We're canceling all your flights. And therefore, there was no way for him to get here to Hagerstown. The folks behind 4-State pretty much said, we tried to get him here. We spoke to his manager, we spoke to his people, tried to find another way to get him here. Meaning, if he was like in DC, we'd send, if you read between the lines, meaning if he was within a few hour drive, they would have sent somebody to him to go pick him up and get him down here, which is completely reasonable, meaning, I respect 4-State doing that, if that's what part of their talks with Roger and his management team were. Sadly, nothing could be worked out. And upon hearing this, the graciousness of Terra Sands, who worked in for Yu-Gi-Oh! And Hunter x Hunter and Pokemon and other animations projects, heard the news while on her way to the hotel via the volunteers that went to pick her up at the airport. She said, let me make a phone call, and called a friend of hers. And her and her friend spoke, and she said, guess what? Get me in line. She then called Andrew and the other folks behind that are higher ups in the 4-State Comic-Con who actually run the show, and said, hey, my friend Megan wants to be, I spoke to my friend Megan, she wants to come in and be the missing voice actor that to help replace Roger. It's okay, you just need to hammer out the details. And they hammered out the details, and Megan came in to fill that empty voice acting slot. Now, Megan was the voice of Nurse Joy in Pokemon. She also did My Valentine in Yu-Gi-Oh! Whereas Terra Sands did Mokuba in Yu-Gi-Oh! So you had two people who did both Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon. So the fun thing is, again, I know Tara's not going to listen to this, but one of the things we do at here at Long Coat Mafia Podcast is when we cover an event and there's a panel that we want to share with all of you, because we know that some of you listen to us in California, New York, Pennsylvania, all over the country and all over the world. You can't make it to a four-state event or a local convention. So we try to get these panels for all of you. And one of the unwritten rules or agreements we have with Four State is that if we choose to do record a panel, is one, we have to behave. Two is that we have to ask permission to record that panel, to give that panelist or the folks running the panel permission to tell us no. And we can respect that rule, and that's part of our policy. And I approached Nick, who did the Comics 101. You'll hear his panel. You'll hear his interview in regards to AI imagery. But Nick said yes. We recorded it using our new equipment, so I don't know what it looks like yet. Don't know what it sounds like. And while we were recording that, I got my autograph with Megan and our autograph and photo with Tara. And I asked Tara, it's like, listen, I understand you have a voice panel coming up later today. Can I have your permission to record the panel? If you say no, that's more than fine. But just to let you know, because I understand you have your own podcast, you're more than welcome to have that audio recording for your podcast as well, if you so want. And you could do with it whatever you so wish. Put it up on Patreon, put it up on YouTube. I don't care. It's yours. I'll be more than happy to give that for you. It's basically audio. It's not going to be video. If I could get both, it'll be both. I just want video. It's all yours if you want it. And she looked at me and she said, one, thank you for asking, and two, yes, you may. And that's when she turned to Megan and asked Megan, hey, I'm doing the voice panel in a little while. Do you want to join me? So it was a wonderful panel. I can't wait for to download it, see it, and share that panel with all of you. And we've gotten so many compliments over the weekend because we're on the topic of Tara Sands and her panel. When we were setting up, doing mic check, making sure everything was on and running, hooked up okay, she and Megan were getting seated, getting situated, and she introduced me. She said, even though I saw her, it was in passing that I got the autograph, Tara said, he's going to be recording, and don't worry, I gave him permission, and the main reason why is he asked politely, and that's what I love. That made me smile. We did wear our the custom jersey to Four State Comic Con today, this weekend, to help promote the show and everything else, and it went perfectly. We had somebody, because of the jersey, stop us and said, and thanked us, because one of the things that we tend to do is do our walkthrough, do our vendor section and our artist alley section walkthrough. He's like, thank you for doing, he stopped and said, yeah, you're doing, he asked, are you the Long Coat Mafia Podcast guy? I said, yes. He said, thank you for your walkthrough, because that helped me get an idea of how everything was situated, what things look like. I gave it a watch. Thank you so much. And I said, thank you for watching it. And we're in the mist, and doing that, we ran into Andrew, and he said, guess what? You won the sharing contest. So we had pretty much an extra $50 to spend at today, Sunday. So we got a custom dog tag with our image on it. I should say a laser printed dog tag with our image on it. And we also got a slabbed comic. It was a Superman Man of Steel comic. It was a signature series comic. The thing is, it was $35. We had to fork over $5 of our own cash That didn't mind me too much. So spending $5 out of pocket, all in all, for a slab comic. But the thing is, even though that's my opinion, here's my opinion in regards to slab comics, especially signature series comics. For those who don't know about slabbed comics, is that if the CGC, Comics Grading Company, doesn't witness a comic, and let's say that comic is graded at a 9.8, they will knock it down to a 9.4 because they didn't, they might acknowledge the signature, but because they didn't witness it, they don't classify as a signature series, and yes, I'm using air quotes, and they would automatically, like I said, knock 2 or 3 points off of it. But I think with the, even with the signature series, it could be a 9.8 comic, and they would still knock off like 4 points because there was a signature, even though somebody witnessed it. And the weird thing is, I have a price guide app for comics, and that particular issue is only worth, even graded at a 9.4, is $15, which means I think the booth either overcharged me or they bumped up the charge to $35 because of the signature. So I don't know really what to think. So if you have any thoughts in your own, or you know a little bit better than I do, whether because you're a vendor or what have you, please let us know in the chat aspects of the app you're listening on. If it's Apple Podcasts or Podchasers or anything like that, just email us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. One of the things that we got today before Tara went home is that she had, for those who of you who watched Yu-Gi-Oh!, especially the first season, pretty much Mokuba's soul was trapped in a Yu-Gi-Oh! Card, and she had a bunch of those Mokuba cards as, like, of pretty much Mokuba's soul trapped in a Yu-Gi-Oh! Card, and I was like, I said, Tara's like, listen, what's the price on the cards? I want to buy one. And she was like, just here. I went, Tara, listen, I was willing to give you like $5-$10 for this. She was like, nah, just take it. I was like, that's awesome. And so she was very polite, very, so was Megan. So special thanks to them. We got to see Jesse L. Green, a.k.a. Captain Decapitate, who was there not as his Captain Decapitate character, but as Captain Mango character. So it was very fun to see him and hang out with him for a little while. It was fun hanging out with Dan, everybody else. Everybody was very busy on Saturday. We saw some great cosplay this past Saturday. There was a lot that we seen, a lot we experienced. We were very busy getting content, like I said, getting content for you, wandering around, looking at everything, talking to a lot of folks. And due to Artist Alley, now here's another fun thing. As stated, we would have our promo dice with us, which had our business cards in there with our website on it. So I don't know how many of you are listening to this episode. If you are, thank you for stopping at our pirated booth. and Andrew and folks behind 4State, me and Big Candy needed a spot to sit down. And since that particular booth, those particular artists was not there both days for whatever reason, the booth was empty. There was 2 seats, and we kind of commandeered it, and it was next to George PND Studios, a friend of his, and it was like George, his friend, then that empty booth. So we're like, okay, we're sitting here. We're going to toss some of our dice out. And the dice went crazy. Within 2 hours, we ran out of dice. So within the next maybe year or so, we'll pick up another $100 worth of dice and a couple of baggies, and we'll get have a bunch more of dice to hand out to people. So, but we saved some for other events so that we could carry around. But they went fast. We had a bunch of people going, ooh, dice. So that was fun. No one said stop. We didn't have, we were, if Andrew and the folks from Four States said, guys, you're going to have to move, well, we would have been more than happy to move. But we had fun promoting our show a little bit and talking to others. We had one person come up saying that he was thinking of starting a podcast himself. If we had any tips and tricks, and we more than happy told him that, one, first off, we'd be if you do decide to have a podcast, we'd be happy to have you as a member of the podcasting community. We gave him tips, we gave him tricks, and everything else. It was just a quick special thing. It was like, listen, and Noah, that's his name. Noah, if you're listening to this and you made it this far, thank you for listening. Thank you for making this thing. And all of you that stopped by our booth and said hi to both either me, Big Candy, or the both of us at the booth, thank you for stopping by. It was fun sitting down for a little while and everything else and having fun, getting photographs and everything else. So stick to that. But there was another convention that happened this weekend that I want to touch base on. Granted, it is Sunday night, fast approaching Monday. So I don't know the full story going on. So we might be covering it on the next host-based episode. Either it's going to be myself solo, or hopefully I'll shake down Sasha so we could talk about it and get caught up. So I'll look into it a little bit more. But as stated, the other convention that I know of that was happening this weekend was the Fayetteville Comic Con in Fayetteville, North Carolina. The reason why I know about that is because Monique Dupree was a guest for that particular event, and I was trying to promote her being at this event, at least through Twitter. Now, this is before I forgot about why we had issues with Facebook and Four State. As I said, Four State made that announcement of the Roger not being able to make it, and then about an hour or so later, they made the announcement that Megan was going to be his replacement. We posted up, because Facebook has this issue of not, when you share a post, not including, they'll share a pic, the picture included in the post, but not the post. And I posted up to our show's page, facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast, that, hey, Roger, like a lot of cons, even up to the day before, the guest card is always subject to change. We are sad to report, if you can't see the message above the photo that Four State Comic Con put there, Roger was going canceled due to the airlines being a prick, or along those lines, being a pain in the rear end. And though our plans for getting an autograph with Roger, we will still have plans to go there and get content. And after about 5 minutes, this was all within the span of the 2 hours of both announcements, I posted up, shared the post saying, hey, when a ball is dropped, Four State will always pick up the ball and run with it, or any ball, especially when it's dropped. And I shared the aspect of Megan was going to be the replacement guest. No sooner did I share that, Facebook informed me that the posts I shared were contained violent speech and promoted violent acts. That's right. Sharing guest cancellations and new bookings from a event, a family-friendly event, was considered violent speech on the part of our podcast. And us telling you we're getting content for all of you was a violent act. Now, let's get on to Fayetteville Comic Con and why we're talking about them. Like I said, I'll try to promote Fayetteville Comic Con a little bit because of Monique Dupree. And I shared the interview. I shared the link of our latest podcast featuring that interview. And those of you who went to Fayetteville Comic Con, please tell us your stories. Tell us your of this, because a lot of what I'm about to say is breaking. Apparently, there's drama breaking in regards to their one of their costume contests or a section of it. So I'm going to pull away and let me share with you what happened in regards to that, or at least what's breaking. I'll say allegedly breaking. I say that because what you're about to hear is audio from a TikTok. Granted, it's not going to be the best audio, but it's audio from a TikTok, and the creator is telling all of you pretty much the drama that was unfolding in regards to part of their cosplay contest. Now, cue the audio.
What on earth is going on with Fayetteville Comic Con? Because boy oh boy, is whoever is running their cosplay competition having a conniption fit online. So this is what brought my attention to it. I was sent this, and it says, essentially, like, this is a show the size of New York City Comic Con. You have to register. This is a scheduled performance thing. Which, like, yeah, that's what cosplay competitions are. And then at the bottom it says, at 5 p.m. I will be canceling the Character Creator Masterclass competition and awarding first place to blank, the only person who followed the directions so far and applied to compete. Do you want to know what this competition is? Cosplay's Got Talent event. And the theme is G.I. Joe, so you can only enter in costumes that are within the G.I. Joe universe. You're supposed to make an original character that is G.I. Joe themed. And this is Fayetteville Comic Con in the comments of their own post where someone was like, hey, I think there might have been a nicer way to say this, and I want you to focus on the last line of this. It is the most unapologetic, like, just, this is not what cosplay coordinators should ever do. There is no nicer way to put it than, if you want to compete for my money, you follow my rules. What? So I went and did some digging. This is the most confusing application I've ever seen. Presentation of concept design artwork, a written dossier of the character, including the backstory of this character, a construction plan that involves all the materials and methods used. It's essentially a build book. A one-page dialogue-driven performance. All of these are required with, like, you know, the red asterisks. And they have to have photographs of them in an action scenario. I'm sorry, Fayetteville Comic Con. The reason why you're not getting anyone that is signing up for your competition is because your submission form is way too much. You're very ungrateful for anyone that is actually participating, and, like, you're just coming off as aggressive. Not only that, having the audacity to say that your competition, G.I. Joe-themed competition, is just like NYCC... I don't think so. I cannot stand when people who organize cosplay competitions act like they are doing a favor to the cosplayers. Those cosplayers are the one actually putting on your show. Without them, there wouldn't be a show for you, which means you wouldn't have a rise in your attendance, which means you would not have an event. You need to appreciate your cosplayers and the people that enter these events. And maybe G.I. Joe themed? Like, come on.
I do apologize for the quality of the audio. Either the TikTok creator or TikTok itself wouldn't let me download the video, and I had to use a screen recording app to record the video, and that's the quality I managed to get. So if you did attend the Fayetteville Comic Con, please, I want to hear your stories. I'll put out word there And in regards to Forest State Comic Con, if you attended this weekend, what were your experiences? Who'd you see? Did you have fun? And everything else. Did you cosplay? Who'd you cosplay for? As did you participate in the cosplay contest? Did you attend the panel? If you did you learn something from that panel? Did you have fun? So we want to hear your tales. If you have convention stories, we want to hear them. I'm going to keep this short, sweet, and everything else. I'm going to save news for probably a different episode. I just wanted to keep this short and sweet. So again, if you have any news in regards to Fayetteville Comic Con or any convention that you want to tell us a story about, or whether it be Baltimore Comic Con, Otakon itself, Awesome Con, New York City Comic Con, San Diego Comic Con, whatever, let us know your stories. And on that note, I'm going to head on off to post this up. I'm going to head on off to bed and get some rest. I'll see you guys on good chance YouTube tomorrow, if not, so this is dropping Monday, so we'll see you on YouTube tomorrow, Tuesday, and we'll probably Wednesday, we'll also have a YouTube drop, plus a episode drop from Forest State Comic Con itself, so I'll see you on YouTube and back here on Wednesday as well, so, just wanted to let you know the best way you could support the show is by hitting that follow button on that podcasting platform app that you're listening on, or visiting one of our social media apps and hitting that follow button. Doing all that is the best way to support our channel and helps our channel grow. It does feed the algorithms, whether they say it's a thing or not. It does help us with a lot of stuff. Plus, we have other ways to support the channel in our description. If you're listening to us on Podbean or on Good Pods, leave us a heart on the episode, as well as if you want to leave a comment and leave your tales from Forest State there, you're more than welcome to do so and share us tales there. But if you're listening on any other app, please email us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com, and we'll be more than happy to read your stories on air. And if you want us to share your username or your name, please let us know. We'll be happy to share that info. If you don't, we won't give that name out to all of you. So, and we'll be happy to share that. What else? Like I said, that being said, I'll see you guys later this week. I have so much editing to do, so much stuff for you guys to listen to. And on that note, I'm going to hit the hay. So I'm the Reverend Godfather, a.k.a. the Martinsburg Madman, and
I'm a gamer. I'm wearing a bikini.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.